Welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. If you're eager to gain clarity, speak with unwavering confidence, and liberate those inner voices, you're in the perfect spot. My mission here is to empower you to break free, find fulfillment, and ignite your passion. You ready? It's time to say it out loud. I've put together a guide of my top 10 tested and proven to work practical strategies and habits to help bright women like you say no, set your boundaries right, live confidently, and build healthy relationships, starting with the relationship you have with yourself. This is a self-paced guide, and I can't wait for you to dig into it so you can start becoming your most confident self, because she's in there waiting for you. Head to the link in my show notes or go to vasavikumar.com/guide and grab it today. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. We are here, you and me, together today to talk about a few things that have been on my heart, that have been on my mind, that I wanted to say out loud here today on the Say It Out Loud podcast. The first thing that I want to get into today is how oftentimes we can be afraid to say no and set those boundaries because of somebody else's reaction. And if that's you, then I want you to keep listening. If you've ever felt like you can't say no and you cannot set boundaries because of someone else's reaction, this episode is for you. Because in this episode, I'm going to state and share the importance of why we need safe spaces, why we need to feel safe and practice saying it out loud, practice saying no, practice setting those boundaries in a safe space so that we can start showing up more authentically with everyone in our life, even people that you've yet to meet, people in your life, people that you've yet to meet. There are so many opportunities out there waiting for you. And the only thing that I see is getting in the way is that you have people, places, things, situations in your life that are eating up your energy. And the more you have things in your life that are eating up your energy, guess what? The less energy you have to really be focusing on the things that matter to you, your projects, your art, your music, your clients, your business, your self-care, your family, your children, right? This is really where we get to ask ourselves, what is important to me? And am I spending my time and energy in the most effective way possible right now? That doesn't mean that you always need to be doing, doing, doing. No, I am a huge proponent of rest and relaxation. But this is really more about you feeling safe enough and authentic in your expression so that you can say no to the things that don't really resonate with you and aren't aligned with your values, and start saying yes to the things that really light you up. I had one of my members of my Say It Out Loud group, Jason. He said something so beautiful in our private chat that we have as alumni. He said, "Safety is when you feel safe to say your truth out loud, period." Period. Safety is when you feel safe to say your truth out loud. And so my question that I want to ask you, and just nod yes or no to this, is do you feel safe? Do you have safe spaces where you can 100% unfiltered, unedited, say your truth out loud? Do you have a place where you don't feel shame to say the things that you really are feeling and thinking and dreaming about and desiring out loud? If not, you know what's coming next. If not, you gotta take a look at who you're spending time with. You gotta take a look at who you're spending time with, who you're surrounding yourself with. Find new friends. Find a new community. And if you're like, Vasavi, how do I go about doing that? I'm too old to make new friends, or I don't live around people, or I don't get out much, or whatever the reason may be where you feel like you can't find a community or have new friends, that's why I created the Say It Out Loud group. We begin April 23rd. There is a wait list right now. All that wait list means is that you'll be the first to know when we open our doors for enrollment. This group is life-changing. And there are a few things that I want to say about the group, because I think it's really going to resonate with this episode. And the fact that so many people out there are afraid to really say it out loud and are really afraid to just say how they're fucking feeling, like say how you're feeling about anything. Like, it's not just, oh, just about business or just about your mindset or just about relationships. It's like, no, we all need a safe space where we can say it out loud. Say the thing that we've been thinking, say the thing that we've been feeling. So my question to you is, are you living your life out loud? Because if not, it's time to release what's emotionally clogging you up and own your authentic self. Here's the thing, the voice in your head either brings you closer to or farther from who you are, from who you're meant to be. I know you've been through shit. I know you're a badass and you're a warrior because you haven't given up. But chances are, you're also bottling it up on the inside and it's eating it away. It's eating away at your life, your happiness, and hell, your ability to bring in more money into your bank account. And that's what happens when you keep stuff pent up on the inside. You begin letting other people's voices drown out your own voice. You don't speak your truth to yourself or others. You're even a real jerk to yourself at times. And the thing is, how you talk to yourself determines how you experience everything in your life. And it might not be your voice you're listening to every day. And that's why it's time to clear out those voices that don't belong to you and never did, because they're taking up your mental energy, keeping your creative spirit from channeling through you, dictating your life, and holding you back from being clear and confident in who you are. Those voices in your head, if you don't learn how to talk to yourself, will keep you feeling burnt out, disconnected, and resentful of yourself. So if you're ready to start owning every part of yourself and your desires, stop belittling yourself and feeling frustrated and crazy. You've got to let that shit go. And I know, it's easier said than done. But funny enough, saying it is doing it. Because when you master your self-talk by being and speaking your truth, your dreams suddenly become reachable. Listening to those other voices and letting nasty self-talk take over, it's not your fault. So many of us were never taught how to speak to ourselves. So we're not taught how to speak to ourselves. And then guess what? We struggle with saying it out loud to other people, right? Because we're beating ourselves up. We're silencing ourselves. And so then we silence ourselves with other people. And that's why it's so easy to lie to yourself all day long in your head. But when you say it out loud, you can't unhear the truth. Let me say that again. When you say it out loud, you can't unhear the truth. It takes the main stage. And it's finally out there in the open with no other voices to drown it out. When you say it out loud, you express what it is you need to get done. You close the gap between becoming your real self and being your real self. So try that today. Try saying it out loud. And the question that I have for you is, how do you talk to yourself when no one else can hear you? Now, if you're new to this podcast, I want to introduce myself. And I want to first say that I see way too much wasted talent and wasted potential, and I'm here to change that. I'm the author of Say It Out Loud, and I take this shit really personally. I'm fed up with seeing gifted, talented women, men, people of all shapes, sizes, race, sexual orientation. It does not matter who you are. I'm sick of seeing gifted people just sit on the sidelines and sit on their lives. There is so much brilliance waiting to come out of so many. But often people have too much shit in the way. And the only way to free yourself is to be honest, stop your denial, and use your voice to admit it out loud. Now, who am I? Like, really, who am I to call this out? Well, just a little bit about me. I'm a voiceover artist. I'm a licensed therapist, an author, and an entrepreneur with over 13 years of on-camera experience. But that's not why I'm qualified to help you bring your voice to the forefront of your life. The truth is, y'all, I've been through the fire and I've fallen on my ass way too many times to count. Saying it out loud is what's transformed my life. It's the reason I've dedicated my life to helping you courageously pursue your dreams. Because I know what it's like to feel your true self and then keep doing the same shit over and over again. Between my divorce, mental illness, and going to rehab twice, I've picked myself up too many times after living a lie. Saying out loud my deepest truths helped me to no longer keep my truths from myself. And that's why now I use my voice to talk about my bipolar disorder, addiction, business, entrepreneurship, and how to stop shoving your voice down and holding yourself back from more money, more success, fulfillment, pride, and celebration. And that's just the vibe of my Say It Out Loud group. I wanted to really use this episode to highlight the importance of not only your self-talk, but also inauthenticity is exhausting. it's exhausting to be somebody else, multiple people, right? Because we're one way with our parents, we're one way with our siblings, we're one way with our partner, we're one way with our kids, we're one way with other people. And I get it. We are going to show up differently with different people in our life. But I think there needs to be a you that is common to all of those different parts of you. So I like to pride myself on the fact that no matter where I go, no matter who I talk to, whether you were to see me online or see me in real life, you would walk away saying, you know what? Vasavi is literally the same exact person everywhere she goes. And that is by far the best compliment I can ever receive. And I receive that quite often. And I run with that because for me, it is so important to feel that sense of oneness within no matter where I am. So I want to ask you, do you feel that way? Do you feel like you are one with yourself and you can be one person no matter where you are connected to yourself? That you're just showing up in your truest, most authentic version of yourself. If you do not feel like you have a space where you can do that, then I want to invite you inside the Say It Out Loud group. The waitlist is in my show notes, or just go to vasavikumar.com/waitlist. But one of the things that I've been seeing from people is how inauthentic they are with the rest of the world. And then once they come inside the Say It Out Loud group, the truth comes out, right? Like how they're really feeling, how they're really doing. And it's like, this is the good stuff. We want to get to this part. We want to understand what's underneath the hood, okay? Not just what you're showing to the outside world, but who are you really? Because when you can get clear and you are clear on who you are, oh my God, life just becomes that much more delicious. So one of the things I wanted to bring up today, as y'all know, this is my black box confessional. I'm inside my voiceover booth right now. And it's, you know, I made a commitment to myself when I restarted this podcast that I would share all the parts of me and not hold anything back. And I noticed something about myself the other day. I noticed that I was being inauthentic. And I noticed that I have one way of being with a certain type of person, and then I change myself around other people. And I don't want to get into the details of it because that's when it's just like so much of the story. And I know storytelling is really important, but let's just say I was not being real. I was being a watered down version of myself. And I'm like, why am I doing this? How come with this group of people, I can be so much more myself? And with this group of people, I feel like I have to hold back or I have to coddle them. And I realized that was my own programming. I had this belief around certain types of people. They're too fragile. They're not going to be able to handle the directness. I'm a very direct, straight to the point type of coach. And my clients who know me and love me love that about me. And that's not something that I'm willing to change because it is a part of who I am and it works for me and it doesn't hurt anyone and it's only intended for the best use of my energy, you know? So I just noticed that about myself, that I was being inauthentic, and I called myself out. I was like, man, I'm being so inauthentic right now. And I think that we need to do more of that. I think we need to be called out and call ourselves out, but it doesn't always feel safe to be called out now, does it? Because that can bring up a lot of shame. That can bring up a lot of humiliation and embarrassment. And that is why the container that I've created inside the group is one that fosters growth. It's one that fosters that honesty and transparency. Like, we have a rule. There's no shame allowed in that group. No shame allowed, no judgment, no trying to fix one another. And everyone is just on board with that because guess what, y'all? People are tired. They are tired. It is exhausting being inauthentic, right? I mean, just think about the mask that we wear. Think about the filters that we have. Think about all the ways in which you're just making yourself smaller and smaller. And this is not to instigate the shame in you right now, if that's coming up. It's really more for us to just call ourselves out and really see how we're showing up and asking ourselves, is this how I want to continue to live? Period. So one of the changes that I've been making in my life is to just be as upfront as I can, because I noticed that I was being watered down. I noticed that I was holding back my expression. That I noticed too. I noticed that I was holding back my expression, and I also noticed that I was holding back my enthusiasm and my excitement because I have this belief that, oh, I'm too much. Like, people won't be able to handle my enthusiasm. It's too much for people. We don't have to psychoanalyze it. I know where it comes from. I've been in therapy since I was 12, but just know that I have this belief, and maybe you have this belief too. And if so, then I'm inviting you inside the Say It Out Loud group, because this is really the group where we want more of you. We want all those parts of you. We want to see the excited you, the celebrating you, the fulfilled part of you. We want to see you happy. And that's the thing. If you're surrounded by people who are miserable and unhappy in their lives, it's going to be really freaking hard for you to express your joy. And if you're sick and tired of watering down your joy, then it's time to make a change. It's time to make new friends. It's time to find a different community. You know, and that's, I am a broken record about this, because it wasn't until I joined my own community, I created my own community, and I really saw the power of community for all the people in my group, that I was like, damn, there are a lot of people out here who are missing out on like beautiful, safe spaces. And I know I'm not the only one who runs communities, and there are plenty of people out there where you can join their groups and do all that. So what I'm trying to say is, though, if you resonate with the podcast, if you resonate with me, if what I've been saying has been resonating with you, then don't ignore that voice. Don't ignore the voice that's been telling you, it's time. It's time. Stop. Start. Whatever that voice is telling you that you've been not listening to, that's the voice that needs to have the volume turned up on, because there's a lot of wisdom in those parts of us that are nudging us, that are quietly nudging us. But if we have voices that are even louder than that, drowning it out, it's really hard to tap in. I didn't expect this to turn out to be like a unofficial ad for the Say It Out Loud group, but I knew I needed to record an episode that really hit home about the power of community. And so I guess this is it. This is the episode where I'm really going in and I'm like, listen, guys, you got to join this group. You really got to join this group and this community if you're looking to unleash your voice, if you're looking to activate your voice, if you're looking to feel more free in your throat and you want to be able to say the fucking thing that you want to say without watering yourself down. You know, I know this. I'm not for everybody, and you're not for everybody, and that's okay. And so you may hear this and be like, nah, I'm good. Okay, great. And you may hear this and be like, man, I want in. So then get in. Like, really start listening to that voice inside of you. If you want to practice expanding your authenticity, and let me say that in a different way, if you want to practice being more authentic, I want you to think about one person in your life that you can be yourself around, fully yourself. And I want you to really put effort into that relationship. I mean, we're saying, given that it's a mutually beneficial relationship, it is a two-sided relationship, it's not just one-sided, pick that person in your life, whoever that is, that you feel like truly sees you, and really pour more energy into that, because I want you to receive that back, and I want you to really absorb what it feels like to be truly seen. It's really time that we start to cultivate the relationships that nurture us. So one of the relationships in my life that I've really dedicated to nurturing is the one that I have with my sister. Y'all may not know this. I don't really talk about her a lot. She's my older sister. Her name is Pallavi. She's 4 years older than me. She has two kids. So I have a niece and nephew. And she is my best friend in the entire world. She is my best friend in the entire world. There's nothing like a sibling who grew up in the same house that you did. And just they just understand things. They just understand things on such a deep cellular level. And I made that promise to myself, you know, when I got back on medication for bipolar disorder, my relationship with my sister was not the best. I said and did a lot of things that just were not in my right state of mind. My mental health was a wreck. And then when I got back on meds, life really changed for me. And so I really have made it a point to make that relationship a top priority for me. So think about the relationships in your life that do nourish you, that do fuel you, and start to put in more effort and more energy and have more of that in your life. I love this quote, the better it gets, the better it gets. And I really feel that goes to say, even with making new friends, being in the community, like, you'll start to see that it gets better and better and better. And our program is not just something, I mean, and my community, Say It Out Loud, is not just about the mind. We do a lot of focus on the body as well, because your body needs to feel safe. You mentally might be ready to do something, but if your body doesn't feel safe, you're going to get stuck. So we do a lot of focus and priority work on our bodies, moving our bodies, relaxing our bodies, resting our bodies, listening to our bodies. Our bodies are always speaking to us. And so I just want you to know that I've made sure that this program, you know, I have my licensed therapist hat on, I have my coach hat on, I have my human being hat on, and I really wanted to make this program as holistic as possible. For those of you out there who are feeling stuck in your throat, there is so much wisdom inside each and every one of you, and I just don't want you to sit on it anymore. Like, it's time. It really is time. It is the time right now. Right now is the time, you know, because this is all we have is right now. So with that being said, thank you for listening. If you made it all the way to the end, thank you for listening to another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar, and until next time, keep saying it out loud. I love you. If you love today's episode, then say it out loud. Subscribe, leave a review, and come say hi over on Instagram at My Name Is Vasavi. Until next time, say it out loud.